Bob's mistaken attempt to free Jeffrey Marshall from Beatrice, the astronomer learns of Chandler's enmity. In obedience to a message from the yogi, Chandler departs for the ruined temple. Although Nadia warns him, she believes death is awaiting him. The present act opens in the garden of the Regent home. It is late afternoon.
Chandu, the magician.
Bob!
What do you want, Betty?
Why, Bob Reed, you look like a plastic alligator lying there in the grass under that tree. What's the matter with you, anyway?
Oh, stop talking, can't you? Too hot to breathe. What did you want when you came out here?
Oh, I just wondered where you were.
Oh, I can't believe you came out to find me just because you enjoy my company. Where's everybody else?
Nancy took Mother shopping. Listen, Bob. You know what I heard.
Well, come on. Sit down here on the grass. Why do you stand there like a flamingo or something looking for a fish?
Oh, I do not. All right, I'll sit down now. Because I want to tell you something. I think Mother's really worried.
About us, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, no, she isn't. She knows, after all Uncle Frank said last night, she'll never have to worry about us again.
No, I don't mean that, Bob. But you know, she didn't get a letter from Father on that boat yesterday.
Don't be silly. She knows better than to worry about that. Father's probably forgotten there are such things as boats. I'll bet you anything he doesn't even know we're gone.
He knows we're gone, Bob, because he came down to the harbor when the Polana sailed. He went all over the yacht with us.
Well, he's forgotten it by now. No, sir, Mother's worried. She's worried about something else. What makes you think she's worried?
Because I can tell by the way Nadia's acting. Mm-hmm. You know, Nadia hardly ever says anything about going shopping. She's just sitting there in her palace in Cairo and having people bring things to her to look at. He never thinks of going to shop like we do.
What of it?
Well, he's pretending to be all excited about going down with Mother to get some food. That's not like Nadia. You know it's not, Bob.
No, I don't see how you can tell that, Betty. I think all women are alike when it comes to shopping.
Oh, you make me simply wild, Bob. If you'd thought of this, you'd have been anxious to have me listen to you. But just because I thought of it...
Listen, wait a minute. Isn't that Nira coming through the head?
Yes. We don't want her to hear us fighting, do we?
We haven't had a good fight for a long time, have we?
No.
I bet that's what Mother's worried about. She thinks we're sick. She's gone down to the drugstore to get us some Javanese cod liver oil.
Mira, we're out here in the garden. Mother and Nancy aren't home.
Come on out here, Mira.
I was really coming to see you and Bob. Bob, go over there in the terrace and get her a cushion.
Oh, no, thank you. I much prefer to sit here on the grass.
Well, you let me look cool, Mira.
Cool? Oh, I never give a thought to you. It's the only way to defeat it. There, you see, what'd I tell you? Oh, I'm sorry you find me depressive. I came over to ask you if you'd like to go with me to a puppet show.
Oh,
there's a very fine one being given this evening, and I know a Javanese who can see that we get good places.
Really, Mira? We've seen one or two small ones since we've been here, but I've been just dying to see a really big one, and I'd love it.
Gee, yes. You know, Mira, we've almost got a whole set of puppets. We're going to have a keen time when we go back. You suppose the man that you said could get good places to see the show could fix it so I could go around behind the scenes and see how they work them?
He might be able to arrange it for you, Bob.
I'll ask him for you if you like.
Oh, gee, will you?
It's awfully nice of you to think of it, Mira. I was kind of afraid we wouldn't have time to see a really big puppet show before we go home. Because I don't think we're going to be here much longer.
Oh, is that so?
Mr. Chandler's work here is nearly finished, then?
Yes, we think so.
Say, Mira, what happened over at the palace last night after we went away? Did he just say anything to you about what we did?
He was very angry, and I knew something was to happen.
So where did you say Mr. Chandler is this afternoon?
Oh, he's gone up in the country. He may not be back for 3 or 4 days.
You don't happen to know whether he's gone to visit a ruined temple in the jungle?
Yes. Did he tell you he was going there?
Yes. Why, that's funny, Mira. Uncle Frank never tells anybody what he's going to do. He never even tells us.
Well, you see, Betty, he's doing something for me also.
He is.
What's he doing? Oh, maybe you'd rather not tell us.
Oh, I don't mind you knowing it now, although it was a secret at first. You see, I have reason to believe that an old document relating to my family is hidden somewhere in that ruined temple.
Oh, but that's not what Uncle Frank's going there for. We know that, Mira. The yogi sent him there.
The yogi? What yogi?
We don't know his name. Uncle Frank never calls him anything but the yogi or his teacher. But it's the yogi Uncle Frank studied with for 10 years in India.
Yeah, and he kind of tells Uncle Frank what to do. When we were on the island of Lura, it was weeks ago before we came to Java, Uncle Frank got a message from the yogi, and he told him to go to a ruined temple.
He didn't know where it was. Uncle Frank didn't, I mean.
How perfectly amazing.
Well, yeah, we know it is kind of funny. We hardly ever say anything about it because people think we're a little, a little bombing.
You know? I think your American slang is delightful.
Oh, I don't think that's American. I think we got that from, where did we get it, Betty?
Don't say we. I don't say it.
No, let it go. But listen, Mira. What did Beatrice say the other night when all that happened? Uncle Frank said you took him there in the Hall of the Azure Light, and Beatrice didn't know anything about it. Did Beatrice find out you took him down there?
Why did he think he was?
In the observatory.
No. I'm kind of sorry we can't go over to the observatory now that Beatrice is so sore at Uncle Frank. Because I did want to look through that telescope. Besides, I had a kind of a theory about it.
Did you ever notice the wires that are attached to the telescope?
Sure I did. Did you know they were there?
Well, don't be silly, Bob. Of course you knew they were there. Well, if she had seen them, we saw them ourselves.
I'm going to ask her if I'm right. Mira, I figured it out that Jesus uses those wires to send messages from that star thing on the roof. Is that right?
Why, Bob, how interesting that you should have learned that by yourself. Well, that's very exciting.
Uncle Mike didn't think so, did he, Betty?
Well, I guess Mira doesn't care about that.
No, I guess she doesn't.
You mean Mr. Chandler didn't approve of your visiting the observatory?
Well, not exactly. He thought we were just snooping.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't understand. By the way, did you say you could read any of the messages you've seen being flashed from the star on the roof of the palace?
I couldn't do that. I tried to figure them out one night when I saw the star flashing. I couldn't make any sense out of it. Do you know how it works?
Oh, yes, it's very simple. You see, I've often seen Beatrice sending out the signals. There are code words and phrases, you see.
Honest? Gee, Betty, I wish we could tell Uncle Frank this. Maybe he'd think... Oh, but you wouldn't want us to tell anybody you told us, would you, Mira?
Well, no. Oh, I wouldn't care if Mr. Chandler knew. I've told him a great many secrets already.
Yeah, I wish I could send a message myself. I have one I'd like to send this afternoon while Beatrice is away.
Well, why can't you?
No. I think it must be because my fingers are not steady enough. Before I went away, I often used to try to send messages, but I never could.
Gee, suppose we could help you, Mira? I mean, if Beatrice is gone, maybe we could send a message for you.
Oh, Bob.
How could Uncle Frank think there was anything wrong in that? Because he's certainly mad at Beatrice. He wouldn't care what we did to him. When's Beatrice coming back, Mira? I mean, we wouldn't want to have him come back and catch us there.
Oh, there'd be no danger of that. I don't expect him back until late tonight. Mira, is the message you want to send going to a man?
Yes. Yes, it is, Betty.
Isn't that positively the most romantic thing you ever heard in your life, Bob?
No, you're the absolute limit. I thought you'd got over all that stuff about romance and love.
Why, Bob!
Well, I'm sorry, Mira. You don't know how silly she is.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm not going to quarrel with you, Bob. Listen, Mira, if we're going to help you send the message, we'd better go right now, hadn't we?
Well, I think we'd better go right now. Because if Mother and Najee come back and can't find us, you know what'll happen.
I'd like it very much if you could come with me now. Well, come on, then. We can go through the gate in the hedge.
Say, Mira, did you know there's a little sliding panel behind that map over there on the wall? You can stand out there in the hall and listen to everything anybody says in here.
Well, how did you know that, Bob?
Gee. Well, I'll tell you about that some other time, huh? Let's send the message.
Yes, I'll get the code book.
Beat that, Daddy. It's in the telescope. Say, Mira, is that telescope just a gag?
Well, I don't understand your use of the word gag, Bob.
Oh, he means it's not a real telescope.
Oh, yes, it is. But wait, I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, don't you know what you're going to say?
Yes, but I must find the code word, you see. Just a moment, I'll write it down.
What'll happen if I press this button?
Oh, please wait until we're ready. Three long flashes means we're prepared to send the message.
Oh, isn't that thrilling? I feel like a regular Mata Hari or somebody, don't you, Bob?
I don't even know who Mata Hari is.
Oh, you're perfectly hopeless. I have my message ready now.
Shall I send the three flashes that say, look out for the message, or whatever it is?
Yes, will you? Well, Mira, when Bob presses a buzzer, does that make the star flash just the way he works the buzzer?
Yes.
Now what, Mira?
The first word is three groups of three short signals each.
Okay.
That's right. Oh, you do it beautifully, Bob. The next one is really a string. Two short signals, a long one, and another short one.
All right.
There's only one more. Two short signals, and a long one, followed by three short signals, which means the end of the message. Don't you sign your name or anything?
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Isn't it thrilling? What is that?
Huh?
What was that? Oh, you mean you think Beatrice might be coming back?
Oh, yes.
I wonder if he is. Oh, I wish there was some way you could get home without going out the front of the palace.
Well, gee, there is. We know a way. Come on, Betty.
Yes, don't worry, Mira. We can't tell you now, but come on over after dinner tonight, and we'll tell you all about it. We'll show it to you, too.
So long. See you later, Mira.
It succeeded beyond my hopes. Bob and Betty. I wonder what you'd say if you knew that the message you sent for me read, Candor has gone to the temple of death.